We are learning Masechtas Chulin, Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, and we're starting from the brand new Mishnah on top of Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. We're starting a whole new sugya. We had just now 4 or 5 blat of Tumah V'Taira, of Hechsher. Now we're going to move on to back to Shechita, but a whole new angle when it comes to Shechita. There's a behemoth that's called Mesukenes. We'll see what's the signs of Mesukenes later on in the Gemara. Mesukenes means a behemoth that's dangerously ill. It's about to die. And Yeshechtas Mesukenes. Now we are scared that since it was so dangerously ill, maybe it died before the Shechita finished. And then it's an Avela. It has to die with the Shechita. So therefore we need some kind of sign to let us know that it was still alive until the end of the Shechita. It was still alive. So this Machlekes, the Mishnah, exactly what's called a sign of life that it was alive till the end. So talk to Mishnah. HaShoichet Es HaMesukenes Rav Shemuel Emach Teparches B'Yad V'Regel. Until it shows some kind of vitality, some kind of chiyus when it dies, that it shakes its foot and its hand. Both its front legs and the back legs have to be moved. One of each. Rav Eliezer Emer Daya Emzinka. It's enough if it shoots out dam. The derech is when you shech the behema, so its stomach blows out the ear, and that dam shoots out because of that. Mizanik b'kayach. So if that happens, it means it still was alive to land. Omer Rav Shimon, Hashoichet Belayla. If someone shechs at night, he doesn't know if it was a mesukenes. This whole din is only if it's a chazaka that it's mesukenes. So it was a mesukenes. He shechs at night, and you don't know that it stay alive to land, and you couldn't see anything. So Lamacham Hishkim Umotze Kasalim. You found the walls, which the Gemara later on will tie, which means the walls of the Beis Hashchita. Meleim dam, full of dam, ksheira. Shezinka, kutzaraya, that it shot out dam. That's why it's soaking dam on the sides of the wall of the Beis Shechita. So, shezinka, kumidis of lezah, like the Shechita of Eliezer. Eliezer holds that zinka is enough. Therefore, even by night, it would be good. But if you shecht by night and it has to move its hand and foot, that you'll never know. The next morning, if it moved its hand and foot. Chamamimrim is mekel, make him more. Ach tefarches, oy biyav regal, a hand or foot is enough. Oyach to Kashanim is enough. Or if it wiggles its tail, that's enough as well to show a sign of life. Echad behemadaka vechemagasa. This is a lach of sai behemadaka, sai behemagasa. But there's a chilik. That behemadaka sheposhto yodo veloyach zero psula. But a behemadaka that opened its hand, spread out its hand, veloyach zero, but didn't close it back up, that's possible. It's not enough of a sign of life. By behemagasa, if it does that, that'll be enough. Behemadaka, which is a small behema, that would not be enough if it just opens its hand. That's just a derech. When it's dying, it does that. It's a reflex of death. But it's not really a sign of life. Medvar Amurim, this whole Tara Mishnah, Medvar Amurim, it's only if you have a chazaka that's mesukenes. You know from before that it's dangerously ill. But if it was a healthy animal, you don't need any of these simanim. Even if it doesn't do the simanim, still it's fine. Even if it doesn't do any of these signs, it's kosher. Because this doesn't mean it's a vadai, a dead behemoth, it doesn't do those signs. It's a rife. So if it's no chazaka, that it's a mesukenes, so you're fine. You don't, even though rife animals does it, but it's possible it didn't do it. It's very possible. But if it's mesukenes, then you need the sign, a sign of life. But if you don't have a sign of life, you're worried it died first. Zot Gemara. Huh? Sign of life after death. Because it means, when there's Shechita, it doesn't really die until the end of the Shechita. Therefore, it has to have a sign. Now, where do you have a sign of life? It's a three-way machlekes. Beginning of the Shechita, middle of the Shechita, or end of the Shechita. That's the sugya on Daf Lamed Ches, Metz Hashem. Three Shechitas of when you had the sign of life. Zot Gemara. Mesukenes Mimai. Zot Gemara. Mesukenes Mimai Desharyo. How do you know it's even mutter? Maybe once it becomes mesukenes, even while it's still so to call it's alive, but it's not alive. Maybe mesukenes is an avela machayim ready. Maybe it's an avela ready. Even though it looks like it's walking and talking, but lemaisa it's a mesukenes. Maybe it's an avela right there. Maybe mesukenes with ma'ida sharia. So Mara goes back like, what are you talking about? Ma'ida tazikadat nasira. Like, why do you think it's awesome? Like, he's asking, hey, you know it's mutter. Hey, you know why do you think it's awesome? So the Mara says, I'll tell you why. The chesiv says in the pasuk zoi sachaya. The pasuk zoyis hachaya she toichlu mekol behemah shel haaretz, and we dash from zoyis hachaya that it has to be alive. Actually, in actuality, the Gemara Leon learns from here the different din of treifus. Actually, but right now the Gemara is saying this. I would say it means like this: chaya achov she no chaya lo soichel, va mesukenes ene chaya. This guy's not going to live. It's very dead. It's very much dead. It's almost going to die. So if on Zoyis Achai, would say that Mr. Kenneth is not allowed to eat. Yeah, and it's the extra words of Zechariah, because it says Behem afterwards. Zoyis Achai is to Echlu Mekal Behem Ashel Aretz. So Zoyis Achai, usually mean... Right. In the pasuk, so that's the shah. The drash is, it doesn't refer to deer. Why? It doesn't say Zoyis Achai is to Echlu Mekal Hadir. Mekal Behem. Behem is not Achai. Right? So Zoyis Achai, we dash the word Achai, that it means to a sign of life. So it has to be a sign of life. So you would say Mr. Kenneth is Achai. So now it's Shveritaka. How do you know it's Mutter? Why don't we say from Zoyis Achaya that it's not mutter, that it's asur? So Gemara says, I'll tell you how I know that Mesukenis is mutter. Why? Very simple. Since it says not the Mesukenis Sharia, it must be that Mesukenis is mutter, because the Torah says Nevela is Achelu. This is not Mesukenis Asura. If Mesukenis is already asur, Hashto Mechaim Asura, it's already asur Mechaim, Lacham Misa, why you have to tell me you didn't Nevela? Zotimar, what's the kasha? But Dilma hai nevela hai mesukenes. Who told you nevela means when it's dead? Maybe it means mesukenes. Maybe that's nevela. Zotimar leisakadaitach. You can't say that. It says in the pasuk when it talks about nevela, it says v'chiyomus mina behema shilachem lachol hanagem v'vlasi itmal arv. It says yomus. You have to die. So hanagem v'vlasi achamisa with the karechmano nevela. Hanagem v'vlasa. It says yitma. It says achamisa with the karechmano nevela. Mechayim v'kin nevela. So more is like this. That how do we know it's mutter? Because it says Nevela can't eat. Mashmah Sekenes is mutter. And Sekenes is also ready, so you don't need Pasuk Nevela. So maybe Sekenes and Nevela are the same thing. That right when it's very sick, that's called Nevela. It says it can't be because it's V'chiyomus. So I don't know. I'll tell you like this. That when it's alive and dangerously ill, it's called Nevela. And even Mechayim. So Mechayim ba'aseh. When it's alive, there's an iser aseh, because you see from the pasuk that it has to be zoyis achayah. That will be aseh. And la'acham misa b'lav. And after misa, you have the iser of the nevela lo yisaychlu, nevela lo yisaychal. So more like this. You're right. Nevela sounds like misa. Perfect. Unbelievable. Maybe it's also called usher when it's mesukenes. But the difference is like this. While it's alive and it's considered dead, it's a asay from Zoyis Achaya that it's asur. Once it dies, we add on a lav. Ella, so it's not, the whole raya was, because why did you tell me the veil is asur? It's already asur from us alive already. Now, we didn't speak this out, but we're assuming that every nevela is a musukenes already before it dies. Every nevela is a musukenes before it dies. Right before it dies, it's musukenes. That's what assuming. Let's say it has a heart attack. So right before it dies, it's a mesukenes. So it's already asur mechayim. So why do you need a veil? That was the whole raya. Why do you need a veil? It's already asur mechayim already. So on that, the Gemara is going to say like this. You're right. The mesukenes is asur already mechayim, but nevela added on a lav. May add on a lav. So what's the raya? The mesukenes is mutter. Maybe it's asur. We are assuming that v'shech the mesukenes is mutter. Who said? Maybe it's asur. It's asur ba'aseh of zoyis achayim. Ela mid'om rachmana. Treifa loy soichal. Since the pasuk says he can't get treifa, mechlal the mesukenes sharia. Must be mesukenes is mutter. This achadat the mesukenes asira hashto mesukenes. There's nothing missing with the behemoth. Just very sick. It's asira treifa, which has missing something. It's missing. It's a hole in the brain or has a cut in the leg. That's missing something. A treifa mabayi. Hashto mesukenes mechzura asira treifa mabayi. So now that's the raya. Why do you need pasuk treifa loyseichal? Typically, it's from learning from mesukenes. Must be mesukenes is mutter. Frey the Gemara of Dilma hainu treifa hainu mesukenes. Maybe really mesukenes is a treifa also. When it says treifa loyseichal, means mesukenes also. That makes sense. That's what it is. But lav lo asay v'loyseichal. And you have the asay of zoyis achaya and a loyseichal of treifa loyseichal. So Gemara says then came back to that kasha nevela kasha of one alomali, because we only said that said nevela tell me a lav after misa. What do you mean? I don't need a lav after Misa. I have a lav before Misa already. And every Nevela is already a Mesukenes from before. Emke Nevela because we're lonely. Uma Mechaim koi lo b'lav v'asei lach ha-Misa m'boi. You have to tell me lach ha-Misa? So I still have a kasha. V'dilma hainu Nevela, hainu Treifa, hainu Mesukenes. That means that something right before it dies is considered a Nevela, it's considered a Mesukenes, and it's considered a Treifa. V'lav v'lav v'shtei lav v'asei. And the pasuk nevela loy soicha, which happens after misa, it tells you like this, that before it dies, it has a lav and asay. After it dies, it adds on another lav. So now we're back shver. Right now we're very shver. Who said Miskanis is mutter? And again, just to reset the Gemara, the reason why we say Miskanis is aser, because it's Yisachai. So really, maybe Miskanis is aser. I widen the apostle on the treifa on the veil. I'll tell you why. Treifa is to add on a lav, and the veil is to add on a lav after Misa. So Avada, right before it dies, it's a treifa and a treifa, lava treifa, and a save the Yisachai. After it dies, it has another lava and a vela. But maybe Miskenes is also. It says that Miskenes is Miskenes. It's fine, as long as you know it died from Shechita. What do you mean Miskenes is also? Miskenes maybe is also. Who said it's Mutter? So tomorrow I'll tell you what the Makar is. How do I know it's Mutter? It says in the Pasuk, V'chelev nevela, V'chelev treifa, Yasa l'cho malacha. It says the chelv and veil chelv and treifa are not matame, and therefore you use it for everything. Even though you're using the veil as matame, chelv and veil and chelv and treifa is not matame. But it goes further in the pasuk. It says va'achol isachlu. You can't eat it. So the kasha is, why shouldn't we be able to eat it? What would you have if you could eat it? What would you have if you could eat it? It's chelv. You have to tell me you can't eat it. Va'amamar l'may hilchasam atayir. Why did I say you can't eat it? I know you can't eat it. It's chelv. Zok, the Gemara, you know what the limit is? You have a issin avela of a yachal issa chalev. That there's an issin avela on the chalev. Not only is it issa chalev, issin avela on the chalev as well. You have a issa treifa yachal issa chalev. Is issa treifa on the chalev? This state in the Mefarshim, the Amamar, and the Amarayim will explain the pasuk, or the Tanayim will explain the pasuk. That's teaching us there's an issa chala issa. Then a vela is chala on the chalev, and the treifa is chala on the chalev. Okay, cross the raya, weiter. On top of my base, I'm going to bring the raya now. If treifa and mesukenes are the exact same thing, it's not mekabel toma. Okay, gevaldik. And say that chelav treifa it's chal. There is a treifa on the chelav. But no amina uma mechayim ma mechayim. Also, is a treifa of a chal is a chelav. Mechayim is a treifa is chal on the chelav. Lach amisim aboyim. Lach amisi, you have to tell me that because we're saying now the isthmus of kenes is called treifa. So you want to tell me it's called treifa, and there we say it's chal on the chalif. So of course the veil will be chal on the chalif. It's a kav chaimer because if something can be chal mechayim, so of course after misa it could be chal on the chalif. So why have to say both things? Why are they both things? So must be elamid the kasa rachman neveila mechal a treifa lav haynu misukenes. It's not misukenes. And now you have to tell me both. Now you have to tell me both. Why? So Zog Rashi. Mechlav misukenes lav treifa mikri. Ve'itzuch lashvina b'hachne ve'lo de'asim mekarech misukenes lo'asim mekarech treifa shloi nitva kareh mechein. Netech le'isra chelev. Why? Because mechayim treifa deminon ma'amechayim can learn out. Because there it's mechusser. Like this, he's saying this. If on misukenes we add a nechusserin was chal treifa on that mechayim, so of course the ve'lo is chal on it. It's a kavachayim. But now that we're saying that mechayim, nothing is chal. Treifa is chal, mechayim, but not the mesukenes. So then it's not a kal v'chaymer anymore. Because there, maybe treifa has a chesaron, that's why it's chal. But nevela maybe wouldn't be chal on chelev. Kamash blon, the nevela is chal on chelev. That means bishlam, if it was shaykh to chal treifa by mesukenes, it means without a chesaron, it would be chal, the iser of treifa. So then you have a kalachayim with a nevela. This is a mechayim for sure after Misa. But now they were saying treif is not misukenes. Treif means only something that has something missing, a hole in the brain. So that's why there it's chal is alayisa, because there it has a hole in the brain. Masha inkein, nevela not. So may nevela wouldn't be chal. Kamash lo, nevela is chal. So lemaisa from all this, saraya, that there's no treif on the misukenes. Misukenes is not also basically. Misukenes is mutter. So mechlal treifa lav on misukenes, and it's not a misukenes. Maskelo ma'bravashi, but dum lo oil me melach haynu treifa misukenes. Maybe it is the exact same thing. Treifa misukenes means it's dangerously ill or has a hole in the brain. They're both called treifa and tzchal mechayim. V'deka amris the veil comes from alamali. Then you ask me, I why didn't you express what's going to veil? It always already is misukenes already from when it's alive and it's chal. So why shouldn't veil be chal? The veil is basically a continuation of that iser. So I'll tell you what I need it for. But the karmas nevela, the kosmo lomali, lahach nevela, asked the karmas mesukenes. There's certain nevela that never was a mesukenes. And there you need a chiddush that'll be chal. Now, how is it possible that nevela is not mesukenes? Ve'echidami she'osa gistera. But that, what you did was, you cut it in half. If you cut it in half, it didn't get sick. It died like an avela before it got sick. So it never was a mesekenes. This is the own chiddush. This is nothing to do with mesekenes. No kavachaymer. This is the own din. This din avela that's chal on chalev, it's own chiddush. It's nothing to do with mechayim because that's a whole different din. Zok to Gemara, no. Hasan Navi, Eshloy, and mesekenes porta, mechayim livsek laruba. There also it's possible to, there also, even when you cut a behemoth in half, it becomes dangerously ill before you finish. And if dangerously ill is already chal, Isser Trefa, so then you don't need a chiddush for Nevela. And don't tell me because I cut it in half, so it wasn't dangerously ill. No, right before it dies, it's dangerously ill, even when I cut it in half. So therefore, it's still a raya. Back, so my bottom line is a raya is why do you have to tell me chel of Nevela that by chel of Nevela, it's chel Nevela, it's a kavachayim from Trefa. So Teretz, it must be, there's no such thing as Mesukanis. That's raya number one. Raya number two, the boy is Sema. Imkain, it's from the extra word. Why is it from the extra word? Imkain, lema chelav nevela v'treifa. Why is it chelav? Why is it both words chelav? It's chelav nevela chelav treifa. Yehoso chom alachav achol esechlu. Why is it to repeat the word chelav twice? Why does the word chelav twice? Teretz is to teach us a drasha. What's a drasha? Lomeli zuhi she'in chal b'chalak m'psara. This is where the chelav is not chalak m'psara. This is the bus has nevela and treifa. Chelav also has it, but there's something else. That only chel is aser and the rest is mutter. What is that mesukenes? The ezra acheres shechel b'cholik b'psaro. The ezer zu mesukenes. It says chel of nevela, chel of treifa. That could be chal to esurim. There's not a chel of. It's only chel. What is that mesukenes? And that's the raya mesukenes is mutter. So the first raya mesukenes is mutter is because nevela should be kavah chayim from treifa. If treifa was mesukenes, there's mesukenes mutter. Second raya, second pshat is the extra word chel is teaching you that mesukenes is mutter.
I thought we learned from the
Rebbe
before that every single
Nevela
in the world
right.
Is
Mesukenes before the end of Shiva. Right. Before the end of, every before the Omar Ra'av, every Nevela.
You're saying that you
spell Gistra,
so
Gistra. Gistra, yeah, it's by Nevela, yeah. By Nevela, Mesukenes, not Shchita, Nevela. Shchita, that's the process of Shchita. That's fine.
It becomes Mesukenes.
No, that's not a problem. That's the Zehu Hechshera. That's the way you do Hechshera, so the Shchita. But Nevela is not Zehu Hechshera. So even Nevela, when you cut a little bit, it became Mesukenes right before. If Mesukenes was Aser, it should be Aser right before Nevela. So that does that. And then the Morans have a third Baisema, which will continue in the next year. The third Baisema, which will be from a Pasuk in Yecheskel. And we'll continue that. So far we have two Baisemas. How do we know that Mesukenes taka mutter if you do Shchita? You have to make sure it dies from the Shchita, but we have two Mahalchim, right? That Mesukenes is mutter by if you do a good Shchita.